announce that later. Okay, we're going to start learning the next few days the dinim of Chanukah, because Chanukah, again, is Sunday night. Okay, the Gemara asks the question, my Chanukah, what's Chanukah all about? Meaning, for what miracle did they inaugurate and establish the Yom Tov of Chanukah? So the Gemara says, in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, the Greeks were making various decrees against the Jews. They didn't let them keep Shabbos, they didn't let them do Torah mitzvahs, they defiled the women. So then the Chashmonaim came, and they were victorious over them, and they came into the Beis Hamikdash, as everybody knows. They only found enough oil to last one day, which was the seal of the Kohen Gadol, and a miracle happened and lasted 8 days. Which is very interesting. There's an argument in Halacha between the Rambam and the Me'iri. B'chal says in Halacha that, in Svarim, I mean, Chanukah is two words, Chanu Chafei. They rested on the 25th. So the Rambam learns that the battle was over on the 25th of Kislev. That day they won the battle, they came into the Beis Hamikdash. The Me'iri holds, no. The battle was on the 24th of Kislev, they won the war. Why do we say Chanu Chafei? Because that's when they really rested. They rested from the battle, but the war was actually won on the 24th of Kislev versus the Rambam that holds it was actually the 25th day of Kislev. So it says like this. So therefore, the Chachamim established, the Chachamim of that generation, two things. Number one, Chanukah is with Hallel and Heida'ah, meaning Al HaNisim, and Hallel, complete Hallel for the 8 days of Chanukah. In addition to that, the Chachamim established the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles. But before we get into that, for instance, Chanukah is established as a festive time, which means there's no fasting in Chanukah, there's no eulogies in Chanukah, nothing to do with anything of sadness is allowed, according to Halacha, on the days of Chanukah. Only Simcha.
If somebody's sitting in Shiva, what happens?
What?
If somebody's sitting in Shiva, what happens
then? Chanukah, well, that's the case. Chanukah does not push off Shiva. There's full Shiva during Chanukah, as regular Shiva. Obviously, they light the candles, they do all that stuff. But that's it. There is a full Shiva during Chanukah. Fasting is forbidden. Eulogies would be forbidden. Like, for instance, somebody, God forbid, passed away at the funerals on Chanukah. You're not allowed to make any eulogies. Even a chassan who's getting married during Chanukah, a lot of people make chassanas during the Chanukah, they don't fast the day of the wedding. They either fast early or later, whatever. The day of the wedding, Chanukah, you're not allowed to fast. Now, you're allowed to work during Chanukah. The women have a custom, because the main miracle happened through Yehudis, who is Matasiel's daughter, and she killed the Greek general, and so on and so forth. So the women have a custom that while the candles are burning, they don't do work. Work means what you wouldn't do on Chol HaMoed. They wouldn't do laundry, they wouldn't sew. Things that you wouldn't do Chol HaMoed. Latkes, that's a mitzvah. To make a lot. By the way, what's the reason why we eat latkes on Pesach, by the way, is, Chanukah. People eat latkes on Pesach too. But the reason why we eat latkes on Chanukah is because oil. It's made in oil. The Yom Tov is oil. In fact, later on in history, it became savgoniyot, donuts. She also fried in oil. But that's the halachic source, so to speak, of the custom of why you eat those things.
It's not because the Greeks honored the body to be in perfect shape. So I'm joking, that's what we fight it with donuts, so we're not like the Greeks.
No, just the opposite. It's a good point, very valid point. The point is that Purim, there's a mitzvah to eat. One of the mitzvahs of Purim is to have a su'udah. Chanukah, there is no mitzvah to have a Suda. If you have a Suda and you speak a Devar Torah, it's called Suda's mitzvah. But there's no obligation that somebody has to wash for bread on Chanukah. Purim, there's an obligation that you have to wash. Another interesting thing in the Pelish Yisvan, the Pelish Rebbe say a very interesting thing. Hanukkah, you play with a dreidel. The handle of the dreidel is on top of the dreidel. Purim, use a grogger. The grogger, the handle of the grogger is at the bottom of the grogger. Why is that? Everything in Judaism, every custom has basis. So it says, and this is a fundamental difference between Hanukkah and Purim. Purim, Haman made a decree against the body of the Jew. He didn't care who you were. Men, women, child, learned, not learned, he didn't care. You're a Jew, he's going to kill you. Hanukkah was only a gzeda on the soul of the Jew. Because the Misyavdim, the Jews that became, it was called in English Hellenists, that they became followers of the Greeks, they were held in high esteem. They didn't kill Jews. They only killed Jews that were neshama Jews, so to speak. So because Purim was a decree on the body of the Jew, so you celebrate it by physically eating. That's the union of the Sudas Purim. Hanukkah, which was a spiritual decree. So the spiritual decree, you light the menorah, oil, fire, you know, that's all spiritual. So the Bnei Yisachar, who was a great prayer, Lashon Rebbe says, the dreidel, because Hanukkah is exerted against the Jew, the neshama, so the handle's on top. Purim, it's on the goof, so it's at the bottom, higher and lower. But the reason why the custom is yet to play dreidel, well, what's the origin of the custom that you play dreidel? So it says in Svarim that when there's a decree, you're not allowed to learn Torah. So when the Jews would have guards at the door, so to speak, and when the Greeks would come, they would hide the books and they would take out these things to play games. So it was like a dreidel. So because they were saved, so to speak, from being killed with a dreidel, so therefore the custom is you play with a dreidel. What's very interesting, and the Rebbe pointed this out many times, if you ever see an Israeli dreidel in Eretz Yisrael, it says Nun Gimel Hey Pei Nes Gadol Hayapo. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, our dreidels also Nes Gadol Hayasham Nun Gimel Hey Shin. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the miracle was Po, and by us it's Sham. But the Rebbe points out an interesting thing: the letters Nun Gimel Hey Shin, which is the same letters as the word Goshna, which is where the Jews were settled in Egypt, Goshen Goshna. Gimel Shin Nun Hey is the numerical value of Mashiach. So the Rebbe said, what's interesting, in the Israeli dreidels, you don't have the numerical value of Mashiach. It's Nun Gimel Hey Pei doesn't equal Mashiach. But Nun Gimel Hey Shin Dafki in Golos, do you have, because the Choshech, the darkness is greater, so the revelation of Mashiach, just like, what's very interesting, you mentioned Pesach before. In Israel, they don't have the eighth day of Pesach. They have the seventh day of Pesach, right? The whole Inyan, the eighth day of Pesach, being the Inyan of Mashiach, the Haftarah is about Mashiach, you have Mashiach Suda, all these things about Mashiach only exists outside of Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't have a Haftarah dealing with Mashiach. And the seventh day, it's the Shvisha Pesach. So it's interesting, the Rebbe points out, because Dafka from the Choshech, the greater the darkness, so that's the union where Mashiach comes from, so to speak. So it's interesting, Hanukkah, you know, it's also 8 days. Whatever, we'll get into that later. Okay, so the bottom line is that men are allowed to work during Hanukkah. Women have a custom as long as the candles are burning, meaning the obligatory time that the candles are burning, we'll discuss that. Then the custom is not to drink and not to do work. But why did the miracle come through Yehudis? It says she was a very beautiful woman, and the Greek general wanted, they used to grab the Jewish girls and defile them. So she invited him into her house, and she gave him cheese, and cheese makes you thirsty. And then he was thirsty, she gave him wine to drink. And then he became intoxicated, and then he fell asleep. And she chopped off his head and brought it to the Greek army, and when they saw that their leader was killed, they all ran away, and that's one of the sources of the miracle of Hanukkah. So because the miracle came, you know, with the because of a woman, so therefore there's a woman, the women have, that they don't do work while the candles are burning.
Is that anything to do with Chanukah
and Hanukkah? No. Chanukah and the seven kids is not necessarily connected directly with Hanukkah. Serious Nefesh, some people say it happened Chanukah, that whatever, but
it wasn't during the period of nothing, no.
I don't know. I don't know historically if it was at the same time. It's connected to Chanukah, obviously. Okay, so just to begin, the Adlaka, there's a mitzvah on Chanukah, every night of Chanukah, to light candles. And here's another unique thing of Chanukah. The Gemara says, what's the mitzvah of Chanukah candles? How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah candles? So you light one candle per household per night. That means you have 10 people in your house, the first night you light one candle. Second night, one candle. Third night, one candle. Eighth night, one candle. Then the Gemara says, Mahadrin, if you want to be more careful, you light the first night, if you have 10 people in the house, you light 10 candles the first night, 10 candles the second night, 10 candles the third night, 10 candles the eighth night. So you don't add to the candles.
As long as it's 4, 9, 7.
No, it doesn't matter. Two people, you light two each night, whatever it is. That's Mahadrin, if you want to do the mitzvah better. Then you have what's called Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, the best of the best. So then, the Gemara said, Bishami holds, you go 8, 7, 6, 5. Basil goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What's very interesting, we'll finish with this, that there's an argument between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos holds that the Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, means the going up, adding each candle the first night, is not on all 10. Meaning, The mitzvah is one candle per night per household. Mahadrin is one candle per person per night. Okay? Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, according to Tosfos, is one person only lights the first night one, the second night two, the third night three, and so on. The Rambam holds, no, it's going on the Mahadrin, meaning there's 10 people, you light 10 candles. So all 10 light 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And it's interesting because in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, who is Sfardi, paskins like Tosfos, and the Ramah, who is Ashkenazi, paskins like the Rambam. This is one of the few places the Chidah says that we cross, that the Ashkenazim follow the Rambam's opinion and the Sfardim follow the Tosfos' opinion. It's a very unique situation. Maha Chinas and Amazon, Maha Beba Mai, Kim Shivala Gal Tedal, Renan Mekashim.